When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello and welcome to Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. I'm Colton Smith, and as always, I am joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club, as you know, is our podcast where we educate each other on films. However, Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial, it is a little bit different. It is our podcast where we tell you guys at home what is available to watch on terrestrial TV this week. We had a discussion and we feel that there are far too many options and film is just way too easy to watch nowadays. So we're here to tell you what you can watch on your terrestrial TV at home this week. Last week, we gave you The Revenant.
The Revenant.
We did.
Great memory. I've almost forgot because I'm still watching it now.
It's still on. It's
still on. He's still getting attacked by that bear.
I forgot to tell you this. I watched your film, Ben. Oh. It wasn't The Revenant. I watched Sexy Beasts.
What did you think?
Good, isn't it?
Sexy Beasts? Is that the sequel?
It's good. Yes, it is good. That's how it works.
Did you like it? Yeah.
No, I did like it. I thought it was a good film.
Yeah, it's a great film. Good film.
When that boulder flies down, by the way.
I know, yeah. Yeah.
He's never made another one.
Who, the lad who made it?
Yeah.
What, he's never done another film?
No.
Maybe he fluked it.
Don't know. But it's a brilliant film.
Yeah,
it's an amazing film.
Have you got a good film for us this week, Ben?
I've got another great film for you this week. I've rolled out my fake piano. It's Channel 5. It's big. Sunday the 13th of Feb, 3:30 to 5 o'clock, an hour and 30. It's a short watch. Big. Tom Hanks, Channel 5.
Great film.
Never heard of it.
This came out the year I was born, Big. My kids love this film. They do the, you know, that, and she goes down, down, baby, down, down, a roller coaster, sweet, sweet, baby. You know, that song.
No.
Have you heard that song before?
No.
It's like a playground sort of thing.
What's the film about?
Basically, Tom Hanks is a 10-year-old boy, not played by Tom Hanks. A kid is playing a 10-year-old boy, and he wishes that he wants to be big because he's too small to, like, go on the rides, and he's too small to go out with the good-looking girl, and he's getting sort of not bullied but a little bit picked on, and he wishes to be big at, like, he's at a fairground. And there's like one of those amusement, like arcades.
Like a mystery clairvoyant type thing will grant
and
a wish.
He puts a quid in, like a dollar in, and he says he wishes to be big. And it says, your wish is, Shazam, your wish is granted. He goes on, thinks no more about it. And the next day he wakes up as Tom Hanks. But Tom Hanks is still playing a 10-year-old, but he's in an adult's body.
Yeah.
And it was Tom Hanks's first Oscar nomination.
Was
it? Best actor. Yeah, it was, yeah. 1988, yeah.
So there we go. That's my big pick. I'm going to say it again. It's Channel 5. It's big. Sunday the 13th of Feb. Just before Valentine's Day, 3:30 to 5 o'clock. It's an hour and 30.
Our next extraterrestrial is a Valentine's Day special. Did you know that?
Ooh.
Romantic.
I might give myself a rose. You know when people come around the restaurant and they go, do you want to buy a rose?
Oh, and you're like, no, fuck off, man.
No, I don't.
The other thing we do in this episode is we send Ben off on any mode of transport, really. He can be on a plane, he can be in a train, he can be cycling,
moped.
We send him all over the country to find out where in the world you are listening to Sofa Cinema Club. He's taken us to some fantastic places. Ben?
I went on the bike this week, and I tell you what, I completely misread the situation again.
Motor or pedalled?
No, do you know what? Lecky bike.
They go quick, them. They go 60 mile an hour, some of them electric bike.
Great for the uphill. Downhill, you get a bit of energy back. Long way. So first off, I went, I got my bike, saddle sore, Dominican Republic.
Oof, that is a
long. It is a long one.
We've been there. I swear we fucking went here last week.
No, we have been here, but it just makes me laugh. Because the numbers are going up, so it's making me laugh. As the numbers go up, it's making me laugh.
22 then, if the numbers are going up.
That's barbarically big, that, Jack. You've gone stupid there. Almost as stupid as cycling to the Dominican Republic.
It's not millions, come on.
Four, six.
No, 64. Which one? Because you're close. Which one?
Four.
Your face lit up, 16.
Oh, do you know what? That's...
It's good, isn't it? That's why I've said it. 16's good.
But it's more than one person on holiday.
Yeah, 16. Next place. Now, this is a ride. Mexico.
Oh, hello. Not far from Dominican.
All downhill, though, innit? All downhill.
I've had to go down on the water. Mexico.
Seven.
Ooh. You've been to Mexico, haven't you, Jack?
I have, yeah.
You told me about Coco Bongos. I'm sure you told me about Coco Bongos.
What's Coco Bongos?
In Cancun.
Was it a nightclub?
Yeah.
Club Tropicana.
Is that Mexico?
Club Tropicana. I think that's Mexico.
I think Coco Bongo is as well, you know.
Club Tropicana drinks are free.
That's the one, yeah.
What was going on with this?
Oh, that was it, because you've been to Club Tropicana and the drinks aren't free.
Yeah, they're fucking not free. They're fucking not free.
But that wouldn't have fitted in the song. Club Tropicana drinks aren't free. Quite worth that. Aren't
it's
free.
Just
that's free.
£4.20.
Bloody in. It's like $50 a fucking drink.
I'm going to go for the grand number, Ben, of 12.
I said 7.
Ooh, 3. Now, I don't think we've had this. And my head fell off when I saw this. I don't think we have had this.
Is this a long cycle?
It's a long cycle and it's a coat. Iceland.
Ooh, hello. Wrap up warm.
And that is uphill from Mexico, isn't it?
Tell you what, that was a trip. That was a long do, that. Iceland. I put my coat on. I've got a balaclava on. Freezing. No gloves. Fingerless gloves.
I think we've been here.
Have we? I could have sworn.
Yeah.
Have we?
I'm going to go one. I think it's the one bomb.
He's always got one in him. Always. I can't let Jack have it, though. That's the thing.
Can you not? Just
no,
let
I'm going to... Heart. Fine. I'll go two. But
one.
It's killed me.
It's a bit of an extra thing, and I haven't done this for a while, but chart position.
Oh, this is new.
Now, this is a bike ride. I've gone from cold. This made me laugh, you see. I've gone cold to really hot Saudi Arabia. What's our chart position?
In Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, out of 200. What's our chart position?
64.
Ooh, straight off, didn't even think. 64.
Yeah.
187.
Ooh, 98.
Wow.
It's not bad, that, is it?
It's not bad. It's top not 100. Bad. We're in the top
it's
100.
Top 100, 98. There we go. That's me around the world.
So from around the world to reviews, which will have been hard for Ben to do this week, because as he's pedaling, he hadn't really got time to scroll through the old Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all the reviews. But what are people at home saying, Ben?
Right, this is one for you, Coulson. This is Matt Robson, and here he goes. High School Musical, Ep 2, the Sharpay Fabulous song. Do you know that, Coulson?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alex, I think that's his son, had an obsession with it, so a friend bought him a Sharpay Barbie with a hot pink child-sized mic. that played the first line of the song on repeat.
Fabulous, that is my simple request. All things fabulous, all things better than that.
I got annoyed with it and I hid it in the toy room, but something was pressing on the play button, like some fucked up psychological torture. It would just go off under a pile of toys at random intervals for months until the batteries eventually went off.
Oh, God.
Fabulous.
You had a line on Corey that was from High School Musical.
Yeah, it was really hard for me to say. We're all in this together.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was written like that, but then I'm doing it and I think, like, in my head I'm just saying, we're all in this together. But it was deadly serious because he was talking about covering up a crime.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all in this together.
It's Niamh Keighley from Ireland. She's given it 5 stars. Love it. This podcast is funny, entertaining, heartwarming, and has gotten me through stressful days at work. I work on computers in a post office, so it flies by when I listen to each new episode. And it's also got me into movies I've never seen before. I've expanded my movie library since I started listening about 3 months ago. I sat down and listened to every episode as a newbie November 2021. Crikey. That's a do. And subscribe to the Patreon in December 2021. Thank you. And I enjoyed every single one, from movies that I'd already seen to movies I've never seen before. It's just a blast listening to the lads have fun and banter with each other and their friendship, as well as their mostly very different tastes in movies. It's just so entertaining and wholesome. It's brilliant. Thank you, lads, for keeping me up in the top mood on a hard day's work, for the overall laughs and happiness while listening to the three of you enjoy each other's companies and jokes, as well as watching new movies I'd never seen before. It's quite a review, this, isn't it?
It's brilliant.
Most of Coulson's picks I had watched already, as we're close enough in age and I watched them growing up. But Jack and Ben's picks really helped me gain an interest in new movies. I started watching Coronation Street briefly when I was 6, but I got fully into it when I was 11 in 2012. I've loved watching your characters in the soap grow and develop too. I've recommended this podcast to some of my movie-loving friends, and I always look forward to every new episode and the announcements you post on Patreon and Instagram. Close friends. 5 out of 5 stars, Niamh Keighley.
I like that, you know, because she's teased about the old Instagram close friends, which is something that you only get if you're on Patreon, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's all the nudes. It's all the nudes.
It's that bit of, oh no, just putting it in the review that she gets something that not everyone gets.
No.
Which I liked. I liked that little, it's like a nice little end. Do a very long, in-depth review, actually.
But that's good.
I think it's very good. That now, I've gone a bit off the reviews bit here, and I've gone into comments. I've gone comments. Salzbod, interesting username there. Salzbod, interesting fact. Richard Gere composed and played the piano piece the one before he shagged her on the piano.
He did.
I didn't know that.
It was his own song.
Did we have that as a fact? You knew that, Jack.
I knew that and I forgot to say it on the show.
Do you know what, Jack? I think that was one of the facts you gave us after we finished recording.
There was a few facts that I forgot. Also, after this film was a big success in the cinemas, wherever Julia Roberts would go on holiday or to city to sort of like, I don't know, whatever, if she's away on work or whatever and she's in New York City, her hotel room would often, more than once, get broken into by people, and to the point where there'd be intruders in her hotel room as she would be there. And do you know what they were breaking in for? All of them. Shampoo. Because they wanted Julia Roberts' hair.
John Frieda go blonder by any chance?
That's what they wanted. They was breaking into her hotel room so they could steal whatever shampoo she had.
Her shampoo.
Before we have a synopsis and do our competition, shall we hit everyone at home with a little bit of Sofa Cinema Club news, with a little bit of an update?
Yes.
There is an item that we discussed on this podcast probably over a year ago that has caused much debate and much torture between the three of us. And it's an item that you can drink out of. It wasn't a very good riddle, that, is it?
What am I? I am a handle, but I have got no cup.
I could have done a better riddle than that, but then I've basically
riddle
just gone.
Riddle me do.
Yeah.
It's something you drink out of. Mug? It's
the mugs. Ooh. Okay. It's big news. They're back, aren't they? They're back on the menu.
Yeah.
Mugs are back.
So all that we've got to do is tell you that within the next week,
within the next week, we will have made enough mugs to sell. So I'm on, you're on handles, Jack's on the kind of throwing the actual main mug, and I'm on transfers.
You're on the print, yeah.
I'm on the print.
I'm doing the handles. It's the finest quality china that you'll ever see. We've, the reason it's taken us so long is because actually we wanted to get the best quality we could. So we've been out to different factories. Jack's now level 4 in pottery.
I'm like Swayze on that pottery wheel. You should see me.
I sit behind you.
We think we're there, don't we? We've agreed on the design. There's a few tweaks and changes. Yeah. You know, Jack changed the shade of red about 6 times. Ben changed the font. One thing you don't know is that a normal mug is a certain dimension, but we've changed the dimension of our mug so it can fit the perfect volume of liquid in.
Oh, do you remember those mugs you used to get? Someone who always would have like a double T mug.
Yeah, a big Sports Direct one.
Massive mug. So yeah, the mugs are online, aren't they? Coming online.
So the mugs are coming online very soon. As soon as they are live, we will be telling you all about them and where to buy them from. And the only tease we can give you for now is there's 3 available. There's 1 from each of us. My mug... is favourite. Ben's mug
is mint.
Jack's mug
is Jack's hidden gem. Come on.
What more could you want? Just know, whichever mug gets bought the least of gets evicted from the podcast. Right. Ben, have we got a review from a moviegoer this week?
Ah, yeah. I just want to make a shout out. We've got asked to make a shout out. And this is to shout out to a person who loves the podcast. And someone from work asked us to shout out Jordan Burns from Wigan. Thanks
for
listening.
Hello, Jordan. Thank you for listening.
Long time listener, first time caller. JIW_15 has just thrown in one. We went to see Licorice Pizza. A lot of expectation for this to be a modern classic. Very devoid of any real story or progress.
Ooh, interesting.
Tough one.
I'd heard big things.
I did. Trying far too hard to be quirky and different and just ended up feeling like a wasted 2 hours watching it.
Oh, God.
Try watching Millions.
Watching a 25-year-old woman be seduced by a 15-year-old boy. Visually stunning, narratively void.
Ooh.
2 out of 10.
Ooh, that's it. That's a shit bomb.
And that's meant to be like, that's like the big number.
It's meant to be tipped, isn't it? Tipped for an awards. Oscar. Yeah.
So there we go. That's our synopsis.
Not long till the Oscars now. Not long till if The Rescue don't win Best Oscar, Jack.
Jack, what are you doing?
Jack's getting the...
Shit pizza.
You're not allowed it on a pizza. Bowl, just in a bowl. You're not even allowed a spoon.
I'm eating shit. Yeah. If it doesn't win, I mean, we need to wait for the nominees, yeah.
If it's not nominated, I'd love it.
Do you know what? I saw a doc, and when I was watching it, I'm like, this could get an Oscar. And I just thought of you. It is an unbelievable doc. It's called The Alpinist, about a rock climber. So you know the guy who did the Dawn Wall Free Solo?
Yeah.
So the same guy who filmed that and films a climber.
We've seen them. No, it's nothing new.
Jack, this is out of this world.
Is that 8 Peaks one on Netflix not nominated?
Is that 14 Peaks, yeah. I don't know. That I think one. That is. 14. I think that might be as well.
It won't win. It's done. I mean, look at what won last year. Fucking Han Solo. It's been done. Honestly, they're definitely going rescue mission. We've done The Octopus, we've done Free Solo, now we need people to save. Okay. And that's, I bet you any money. I ain't eating shit.
Moving on swiftly. Before we wrap up this week's episode, who is this week's competition winner? Who has won a trip to the cinema?
So we've got 2 winners. We've got a winner from last week, and that's James Reed.
Whoop, whoop.
Omniplex banger. Northern Ireland.
Oh, hello.
Omniplex. Wow. Sounds posh.
It sounds like an everyman, that. And he could do that because we don't know what it is in Northern Ireland. He could literally chuck in the expensive cinema.
Yeah, get it in.
He could, couldn't he?
And then our winner this week is Mark Ledbetter, Odeon Metro Centre.
Get on that.
Your end.
Going down the Metro Centre to watch a movie. I can't believe it, man. It's class. The Odeon burnt down in the centre of town, so we had to go out to the Metro Centre. I remember the trip out to the Metro Centre. They used to have a theme park with a roller coaster inside.
You've got a tram, haven't you? Tram goes straight there.
I've got a tram. No.
I thought you had a tram in Newcastle. You know,
gone to the wrong place. Oh. No. You're out in the... Yeah. You've got a metro. It's not a tram, dude.
Yeah, but not many places have undergrounds.
Yeah, it doesn't go underground. Not really. It's like on top. The metro's on top.
Yeah, okay. But that's what I meant. I knew you had something that
no one else
had.
It's a shuttle.
It's a shuttle. Mark Ledbetter's there. He's down the Odeon. He's at the Metro Centre.
Is he taking the shuttle? Well, if you are, Mark, let us know.
Please.
By sending us in a voice note synopsis of your trip to the cinema.
James and Mark, please leave us. Please, it sounds really desperate. Leave us a synopsis.
We're going to get producer Henry to chase everyone that has ever won.
Otherwise, it'll be me putting on a voice going,
hello.
Hello, I'm Mark.
I'm Sofa Cinema. Sofa Cinema.
It's me, James Reed.
We're about to head over now and record this month's bonus episode on Patreon. And if you haven't seen it, if you feel like you're missing out, all you've got to do is subscribe to us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/SofaCinemaClub, where there is loads more content there, loads more Sofa Cinema Club available for you to listen to, cheaper than a big bag of popcorn at the cinema. If not, we're back here for free on Thursday watching Network. See you then. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.